There are a few things that can purify something that has become najis and make it tahir again. These things are called mutahhirat. First, we have water. We have pure water and we have mixed water. Pure and tahir water cleanses everything. However, there are a few conditions one must follow. For example, if the saliva of a dog falls into the utensil, as per obligatory precaution, it should be scrubbed with dust and then washed with water 3 times. One should always refer to the expert scholars for more details. Second, we have the earth. Earth means soil, stone, or paved paths, and the like of them. The earth makes the sole of one's feet and shoes tahir, provided that the following conditions are fulfilled. Number 1, the earth itself should be tahir. Number 2, the earth should be dry. 3, the najis substance, example blood or urine, should come off by walking on the earth. Third, we have the sun. The sun cleans the earth, buildings, and walls when they become najis. First, the najasa on them has to be removed and the area has to be made wet. Thereafter, the direct rays of the sun are sufficient to dry it and make it tahir again. The fourth is called physical transformation or istihala. Transformation means that the najis thing becomes something else. For example, a piece of najis wood burns and turns into ash. The ash is now tahir because istihala has taken place. Fifth, we have inqilab, which is change in properties. Inqilab is very similar to istihala, but the change is in the property of the thing. Sometimes a thing does not change physically, but its properties change and it transforms to another thing. For example, wine changing into vinegar. Vinegar is tahir. Sixth is called intikal, change in place. Certain najis things can become ritually pure by change in its location or place. For example, human blood is najis, but if a mosquito bites a human and drinks some of its blood, and the blood becomes part of its body, then the blood is tahir because the blood of a mosquito is tahir in general. Seventh is Islam. If a kafir accepts Islam and recites the shahadatain, he or she becomes a Muslim and is also considered tahir. The eighth is called association, or to follow. When a najis thing becomes tahir, another associated with it also becomes tahir. For example, when wine turns into vinegar, its container becomes tahir as well.